The Maharal last time was breaking down the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah into the six parts of all of reality. And the Maharal said that really the world is divided sort of into three sections, each having an upper part and a lower part. What do we mean by three sections? On the one hand, you have things in this world which are entirely physical by nature. You have things which are both physical and spiritual by nature. And then you have things which are nivdal, things that are abstract, and entirely spiritual. So the Maharal explained that Seder, Zraim, and Moed is sort of that first subsection of reality, the lower being Zraim, being earth, and Moed, the holidays being arranged based on the heavenly constellations, the moon in particular, represents the upper end of that. So the lower and the upper end of lower physicality is Zraim and Moed. Then we had Nashim and Nezikin. Nashim and Nezikin, he said, represents human beings. Nashim being women, Nezikin being men. And he explained how women are a little bit more connected to physicality than men in this regard. Women being more Chomer, men being more Tzura. We spent some time explaining how to properly, hopefully, to properly understand that. And then, of course, we have the third section, which is totally spiritual. And that's Kodshim and Taros. Kodshim and Taros, again, going back to the Gemara that this whole thing was built on, are alluded to in the pasuk as chachma and das, chachmos v'das, is the way that the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph referred to kodshim and taros, right? V'haya emunas itecha, emunas is Zraim, itecha is moed, chosen is nashim, yeshuos is nezikin, chachmos v'das. The Navi Yeshaya says refers to kodshim and taros. So we explain that Kodshim is Chachma, and Taros is something beyond Chachma, maybe what we would call Dveikus. So in other words, to get back to the main point, the Maharal is trying to explain to us why the philosophers are wrong. Why people who think that spiritual achievement or eternal reward is gifted to those who have the biggest minds, who have the greatest philosophies, the Maharal is arguing vehemently against that. And the Maharal is saying that there's something higher than Chachma, and that's called Das. There's something higher than Kodshim, it's called Taros. Let's try to understand what that means. V'davar zeh yadua l'mi shiodeya ha-hefresh, shiyesh ben Chachma v'hadas v'ein kan makum zeh. This distinction will be very clear to one who understands the difference between Chachma and Das. Again, both levels of intellect, levels of understanding. The realm of ideas, which is not physical, it's not tangible, you can't hold an idea in your hand. It's something that is transcendent by nature. Mikol makom kishem sheroi, shianikra seder kodshim chachma, lefi madreges hakadusha v'achachma, bezed dafka roi shianikra chachma, loa chachma v'davar shulamata mimenu. As we explained last time, the term chachma is appropriate for that which is the height of wisdom. We wouldn't call a person who fixes shoes a person who's osek in chachma, even though it's a tremendous chachma. Most people don't know how to do that, but we wouldn't say that a cobbler is the epitome, is the essence of the word chachma. So therefore, again, Seder Kodshim, which is the most rigorous, so to speak, of Torah, is called chachma, because the term chachma is only for something which is sort of the heights of what chachma in fact is. So kach roi shia nikra das hayediya beinin atara. The same way that chachma is the term that we use for the height of wisdom, so to das, which again is some type of higher, even more abstract understanding of things, is associated with tara. Shatahara hi od madrega yoser basaga. Because tara is even greater in terms of understanding than chachma. You remember the remez that it says in the Balaturim about Yosef being the ben zakunim, the ben zakunim of Yaakov Avinu? I don't remember this remez. What does the Balaturim say? Zakunim stands for Zraim, Kodshim, Nashim, Yeshuos, and Moed. So which of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah is missing? Taros is missing. Why didn't Yaakov Avinu teach Yosef Taros? So you could say it in different ways, but based on what we're saying, Taros is the most abstract. Taros is the loftiest thing. You can't be taught Taros by someone else. It almost represents that highest, most intimate relationship between you and Hashem. So as much as Yaakov taught Yosef everything, you can't really teach Taros. It's something that a person has to sort of discover alone with Hashem. Vidavar ze amru b'makomos harbe, and that's what we find in several places. Malacha etzal agados, klach etzal negoim v'o'alos. The Gemara uses the expression, why are you spending time with agarata? Go learn something serious, like taros, like negoim and o'alos. What does that mean? Shedavar ze mora. This alludes to the fact, ki seder taros heim dvar mamukim. Right? Agarata is also very deep. Every word of the Agarata is unbelievably deep. Maharal certainly knew how deep the Agarata was. The Vilna Gaon explains the deep secrets of the Agarata. But compared to Taros, why are you wasting your time with childish things like stories in the Gemara? Go learn something deep, like Taros. Taros represents the deepest of the deep. Sha'atara hudavar nivdal ve'eino inyan gashmi. Because Tara is not something that you can explain physically. Think about it. The person's tamei, they go to the mikvah, and they come out tahor. Well, what happened? What changed? Did they wash off their body? Was there some physical impurity upon them that needed to be washed away? It's something metaphysical. It's something spiritual. Something nivdal, again, in the words of the Maharal. It's something abstract. It's something transcendent. It's eino inyan gashmi. It's not physical at all. V'atara, and here's the key line, hidovuk bo yisbarach legamri. Tara means complete attachment to Hashem. And again, to very simply summarize the point of this parak, it's that Tara is higher than Kodshim. That Das, that connection to Hashem, Dveikus, is higher than Chachma. That doing a mitzvah, even if you have no clue what you're doing, is higher than a big philosopher with all sorts of ideas. The Maharal writes elsewhere in the Gvuras Hashem, he says that Tuma represents Chitzonius. How does a person get involved in Tuma? How do I allow myself to get connected to something which is unholy? And the answer is because I'm being superficial. My pnimius would never want to be involved in tumah. My pnimius is pure. Elokai neshama shenasata b'tahorehi. My chitzonius, my externality, is what allows me to get involved with tumah. Tumah is richuk from Hashem, is far from Hashem. Maharal writes in the Netzach Yisrael. So that means that Tara is the most pnimi. Tara is the most davuk to Hashem, is the closest to Hashem. So therefore, the highest of the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, representing the heights of all of physical, of reality, right? Not just physical reality, all of reality, is what we call Seder Taros. V'lechei nikra hayidia b'zeh b'prat, hu shekona madrega sadas. So therefore, when a person plows or plants, that's one understanding, that's one form of what? Of yedia. When a person understands the Jewish calendar, that's another form of das. These are all forms of das. But what is the ultimate das? What is the highest expression of das? It's what we call tara. It's when a person is able to get out of his own way, and you'll see what I mean by this in a second, and allow yourself to just cling to Hashem without any me and you and trying to get together. It's just you being absorbed, subsumed within Hashem. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. That's what Yom Kippur is. Lifnei Hashem titaro, to be able to just jump into Hashem's arms, to be one with Hashem. Uvezeh teida ki elu beis dvarim. With this, we understand that these two ideas, Shehema Chachma v'Adas, Kodshim and Taros, what we're calling now Chachma and Das, Gam Kein Derech Rishon, they are two parts or two sides of one coin. Again, Maharal is looking at three categories and then subdividing them into an upper and a lower. So again, in the lowest category, you have Zra'im and Mo'id. In the middle category, you have Nashim and Nezikin. In the highest category, the low end is Chachma, the high end is Das, the high end is Taros, Kodshim and Taros. Ki Adas Yoser Sichli, because Das is more Sichli, it's more spiritual. And this is well known to those who understand these ideas. So just like you have Eretz and Shemayim on the lowest level, you have women and men on that second level, you have Chachma, which is the lowest point, so to speak, of the intellect, and then you have Das. Das is this transcendent Dveikus V'Hashem. So again, this Pasuk in Yeshaya, which we're darshaning as the sixth Shisha Sidre Mishnah, goes from the bottom up, And therefore, ad hashnayim ha'achronim heim chachma v'das. Until you reach the top category, which is chachma and das, shneim chachma mufshetes. Again, they both represent something mufshat, something transcendent, something spiritual. However, das is the highest. Taros is the highest. Again, I keep coming back to the mashal, or the comparison to the Hanukkah story. Because at Hanukkah, that's what this whole fight was about. It was chachma versus das. It was Greek wisdom, which is awesome. Again, it's in category 3. It's in the transcendent category. But it's the lower end of the transcendent category versus what? Versus Tara. Versus Chachmas Alokis. Versus Hashem's understanding, which is Torah. Which is Dveikus to Hashem. And again, that gap between the lower end of category 3 and the upper end of category 3 is very wide. So as great as Greek wisdom is, and that's why the Rambam is quoting Aristotle as, you know, as being like the greatest of the great. Because on a certain level it is, it's an unbelievable thing. Wisdom is an unbelievable thing. But says the Maharal, don't you dare try to replace Torah. Try to replace mitzvos with philosophy. God forbid. And again, according to this breakdown, according to this pattern, we have the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, which outlined for us all of reality. I'll tell you something very interesting that the Maharal talks about elsewhere. We know that the Torah is a blueprint for the world. Right? Meaning when Hashem created the world, istakel ba'oraisa, Hashem looked at the Chumash, u'bara alma, and Hashem created the world. What's the role of Torah Sheba'al Peh? How does Torah Sheba'al Peh fit back into that? So in a certain sense, the Maharal says, we call it Mishnah. Mishnah means what? Mishnah could mean teachings. Mishnah also means like Mishnah Torah. It means like a repetition of something, a doubling of something. So it's almost like this. This is the way I understood the Maharal. You have the Torah, which preceded the world. Then Hashem created the world. But how does the world, now that the world exists, how does that sort of reflect back to the Torah? That's what we call Mishnah. So it fits beautifully with what the Maharal is telling us here. You have the wisdom of Hashem, that's the starting point. That creates physical reality, but then physical reality is mirrored or somehow reflected by the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. All of reality is reflected by the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Okay, so that's why it's called Mishnah. It's almost like that second presentation of Torah reality. The Omar and the Gemara tells us, and here's the punchline. What was the end of the Gemara? If you know all Shisha Sidre Mishnah, but you don't have Yirah Shemayim, you have nothing. Va'amar Av Ki Yesh B'Yado Kol HaChachmos. Even if a person has all the wisdom in the world, Ein HaChachmos Ba'atzvam Heim Ikar Hashras V'Kiyom HaNefesh. That is not the essence. That is not the eternity of the soul. The best of you is not your wisdom, is not your philosophy. Av Ki Heim Hechsher Liknos Madrega Yosar Al Yona. Even though wisdom is certainly a stepping stone to reach higher levels, and that's why we do try to understand deeply, and that's why the Rambam, again, yes, the Rambam did find great depth to Greek philosophy, even though compared to Torah it's nothing, but independent of Torah, it has great value, it is very worthwhile, but really it's a stepping stone to reach the truth, which is Torah. That is not the essential eternity of a person. Because again, what is eternity? What is eternal? What is the essence of eternity? God Himself. Hashem is forever. So therefore, how do you access that? By having smart ideas? By knowing a lot of ideas? By having a broad philosophy? How do you access the eternity which is Hashem? And the answer is by becoming one with Hashem. In other words, in one word, Dveikus. Dveikus v'Hashem. Asher hu nosein ha-metzias l'chol al yedei ha-dveikus bo yisbarach. To the degree that you cling to Hashem, you are part of the eternal. To the degree that you separate from Hashem and try to become your own thing, and that's the danger of philosophy. Right? The philosopher wants to say his own chiddush. The philosopher wants to have his own way of looking at it. That is antithetical to the goal. The goal is what? The goal is to mevatel yourself to the point that you become one with Hashem. Not to create your own thing. So what was the mashal of the Gemara? Let's go back to the Gemara. V'zesha amar shuhu mashal l'misha amar l'shlucho dar told us. Imagine someone says to his servant, Ha'ali li chitim la'aliyah. Please bring this measure of wheat up to the attic, to the storage area. Put them in the storehouse. And he brought it up. Va'amr lo imaravta sham kav chumtin. Did you put in a portion of preservative? Obviously, most of what you stored up there was wheat. But did you make sure to put in a little bit of preservative to protect the wheat? Asher hu amamiru makayim asatua. And if you did, mutav. If you did, then great. Then you did a great job. Ve'im lav. But if you're gathering wheat and you're not making sure you have the preservative, then mutav shaloha alisa. Then you wasted your time bringing the wheat to the storehouse because it's all going to rot. It's all going to spoil. Ve'kach mi she'ein bo yira shamayim. So what's the end of the pasuk? What's the end of the pasuk? Yiras Hashem hi otzro. Yiras Hashem is the otzer, is the storehouse. What makes the thing, what makes all the ideas that you collect last in this world? The answer is one thing. Yiras Shemayim. V'kach mi she'ein bo yiras Shemayim, shal yadahu akiyum bo yizbarach. If a person doesn't have yiras Shemayim, then there's no kiyum. Then there's no connection. There's no permanence to Hashem. So you'll say, well, maybe I don't have Yira, but I have Avas Hashem. Is that enough? Says the Maharal, no. And he explains it in such a simple and beautiful way. V'lo ha'ava, kasher dover ze yedua l'maskilim. To those who understand, Avas Hashem is not enough. You need Yiras Hashem. You need Yiras Shamayim. Why is that? Why is Yiras Shamayim the key ingredient to preserve your soul? To preserve all your efforts in this world? You spend your lifetime trying to develop your philosophy, trying to amass the wisdom. What's it all add up to if you don't have Yiras Shamayim? Why is Yiras Shamayim the key? What about Ava Hashem? I love Hashem. What's the difference between Ava and Yira? Maharal says something so fundamental here, Chava. Listen to this carefully. Says the Maharal, why Ava, not Yira? Look what he says. Ki mi sheyesh bo Yiras Shamayim hu davak legamri bo. When I stand before someone with awe, with Yira, when I see myself in the presence of Hashem, and I truly recognize how much greater Hashem is than I am, I simply cease to exist. Now that sounds very scary at first, but what's good about not existing is that I've become one with Hashem. I see myself nothing other than an extension of whatever Hashem wants, that's what I am. Shlucho shel Adam kamoso. Whatever you want me to be, God, I'm that extension of you. There's no independent Moshe Tzvi, or Shlomo Zalman, or Ari, or Yaakov, right, or Jake. There's no independent version of ourself. We just become one with Hashem. Well, how is Ahava different? How does Ahava not achieve that? So says the Maharal, Lo kein ha'ava. Ahava doesn't work the same way. You know why? Because af ki hu hadavak bo yizbarach. Because when you cling to someone with Ahava, right? You know, a person says, people always say the expression, you know, someone says, you know, I love eating fish, right? I love fish. I love fish. Or I love meat. Or I love whatever. Right? If you loved fish so much, then why'd you kill the fish? You don't love the fish, you love yourself. And you enjoy the taste of fish, so you killed the fish and you made it into your salmon for dinner or your herring for Shabbos, right? So you don't love fish, you love yourself. Ava has a little bit of a, even though Ava, the essence of it, as Rav Dessler explained, Ava is hav, to give, right, is to be self, is to negate yourself on behalf of someone else, right, to be someone who surrenders his emotions to someone else, but there's still a sense of self with Ava. When you're in front of the king, and you know the king has all the power in the world, and your life is hanging in the balance, you shrivel up to nothing, but that's not a bad thing. That's bittul, that's ayin, that's tshuva, right? That's a return to what? That's taking that independent desire to exist and just saying, I don't exist independent. There is no independent me. I'm an extension of Hashem. So look at the words one more time. Let's wrap up. Says the Maharal, lo kein ha'ava, af ki hu davuk bo yisbarach, while ava allows a certain degree of clinging to Hashem, but it's not the full thing. Ein machshev atzmo ki'ilu ein lo metzias. When you cling from a place of Ava, there's me and there's you, and we try to fuse ourselves together. But there's still a you and there's still a me. There's still a me, there's still a you. Rak shehu mischaber elov. Kamo shnei oavim shemischaberim zel lezeh. It's like two lovers who want to connect to each other, who want to be with each other. Right? There's a chibur, there's disparate parts, which are somehow, what is the glue of that love? Maybe it's a common interest, maybe it's an attraction to each other, right? It's sharing something together. It's meeting somewhere in the middle. There's a you, there's a me, and we fuse together our two disparate selves. Yira, on the other hand, is complete surrender. Avahayira, mivnei shahar yare, me'acher, when one is afraid or in awe of someone else, ein machshav atzmo leklum, right? He doesn't come before the king and present himself with his own self-interest. He comes before the king, prostrates himself on the floor and says, Your Majesty, what can I do for you? He's mevatel mitziuso etzel acher. He negates himself entirely to someone else. V'kasheru mevatel mitziuso etzel Hashem yisparach. And what happens when a person surrenders to Hashem? It's not loss of self. It doesn't make you smaller. It makes you infinitely bigger. Nimsa she'ein lo mitzias mitzar atzmo. He doesn't have an independent existence. Rak ma she'yesh lo min Hashem yisparach. I'm nothing other than an extension of Hashem. I see myself as whatever Hashem wants me to be. Vezeu kiyumo, and this becomes his kiyum bevadai, certainly, this becomes his true kiyum. Ki ein l'nimtzam shum kiyum im lo bo yisbarach. Because what existence do we have if not for our existence as it exists from within Hashem, through Hashem, right? Yira Shamayim. Again, when I don't have Yira Shamayim, I want to be my own thing. And to the degree I want to be my own thing, I can't survive. I only exist because Hashem is pumping life into me. So when I understand that connection to Hashem, that absolute connection, when there's nothing interposing between myself and Hashem, so then the flow of energy is seamless. But if, God forbid, I try to be something as opposed to Hashem, that creates some type of blockage. It's a level of connection. It's still called Ahava, but it's not the absolute Yira. So therefore, again, in the just to wrap up with one final line, what the Gemara is telling us is, again, there's a whole system, there's a whole structure by which all of reality is structured, from Zeraim to Moed to Noshim to Nezikin to Kachim to Taros. Taros is Dveikus, it's the highest level. And again, the Gemara solidifies that point by saying that Yiras Hashem hi Otsro, that if you have Yira Shamayim, if you have the preservative, which is Yira Shamayim, then all the Madregos are important. But if, God forbid, you don't have Yira Shamayim, Yira Shamayim, again, is what comes after that point of Dveikus, right? The highest level, Taros, Dveikus, is almost synonymous with Yira Hashem, with Yira Shamayim. To the degree that a person has that Yira Shamayim, then he'll exist forever. But if not, he could just be a big bucket full of philosophical ideas that will not live on forever, as the philosophers mistakenly believed. Okay, so we'll continue next time. Sunday night, I don't think we're going to have a shir. I have to be elsewhere. But Mirtz Hashem, next Tuesday night, with Hashem's help, will continue. And again, the Maharal says, this is really the danger. The danger is, what happens when I become filled with chachma without yira? I'll just end tonight, last line. U'mi sheyesh bo chachma ve'ein bo yira shamayim hu yoser ra. A person who has chachma but doesn't have Yira Shamayim is in grave danger, because you could lose everything. You could lose the whole relationship to Hashem. Okay, so we'll stop here tonight. Shkoyach Chevra.